The Lord be with you. With your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever loses his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. And the Father will honor those who serve me. I am troubled now, but what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd heard it and said it was thunder, and others, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "The voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on the world, and the rulers of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating what sort of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, just a quick scripture lesson. We're reading our gospel this year from Mark, the earliest of the four gospels, written in about the year 65. As we get close to the Paschal mystery, however, we read our gospels from John, the last of the gospels, written in about the year 125, simply because John has much more detail and is much richer in theological development than Mark's early gospel was. Mark's portrait of Jesus gives us a very human Jesus, a Jesus who cries, a Jesus who shows emotion, unlike the other three gospels. And when Mark's Jesus gets to this point, that he's approaching his impending passion and death, he's scared to death. He prays to his Father, "Father, let this cup pass from me." On the other hand, John gives us a very divine Jesus. And when his Jesus gets to this point, he says that it is the time for which he was created to be fulfilled. Contrast the last words of Mark's Jesus on the cross, the agonizing cry, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you abandoned me?" with the very divine statement of John's Jesus on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Now the setting today, Jesus has just left Bethany, and two very important things happened in Bethany. He raised Lazarus from the dead, which sealed his fate. The more I study the scriptures, the more convinced I am that the Pharisees have gotten a bad press. I think they felt they were doing God a favor by ridding themselves of this troublemaker. Rather than being capable of seeing Jesus as divine, they saw him as a demon. He pulled demons out of people. He raised people from the dead. Who could do that but a demon? The other thing that happened in Bethany was that Mary Magdalene anointed Jesus' head with oil. And in the Jewish tradition, that is preparing someone for death. And now, after this gospel is read, Jesus will go for his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which we will celebrate next week on Palm Sunday. But remember one thing. When all of this thing we call religion is boiled down, the reality is that because of what is about to happen, death has no hold over us. Until you have taken someone you love deeply to the grave, you cannot know the depth of pain that comes with that separation. But because of what is about to happen, that separation is temporary. We will see that person again, we will know them again, and we will enjoy their love again. Don't ever doubt that promise of Jesus Christ. Amen.